Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's a blessing. I was on a mission going over some of the things we've got to do yet this week. And just today, the list is just piling up. I told Rudy, how am I going to save a nation? How am I ever going to get this done? Anyway, I really do take it kind of seriously, maybe a little too much. But let's go to the Lord in prayer real quick. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for the loving Father that you are, Abba Father, for your love and your grace and your mercy, and for your forgiveness, always there waiting for us, ready to forgive us, no matter the sin. Help us, Father, to be like you, to forgive others as you forgive us. To realize that unforgiveness hurts us, not them. Protect us, Father, and guard us as the world of chaos and violence and evil. Help us to know the difference between the evil and the good. Protect our president. Put before him wise and godly counsel. And may he recognize and discern what he needs to do for this nation. Guide us, Father, and grant us wisdom and discernment, all of us. Draw us nearer to you. Bless us. As only you can, bless us. I ask for your blessing upon Melody today and each day in her life. She's grown to be a very special person to me, and I know you hold her dear. You, CSE Talk Radio, may we be your instrument to encourage you, to educate, to bring hope, to bring others closer to you. For such a time as these, oh, these are rough times, make me an instrument. Make CSE Talk Radio an instrument to bring America home. Amen. Well, there was some breaking news this morning. Joe Biden has been endorsed by the Revolutionary Communist Party USA. That's the news that's breaking the USA. When will America actually reclaim their time? The world is in chaos and pestilence, and is there going to soon be famines? In Luke 21:10, and I'm not trying to go to church here on you, but it just came to my mind as I was reading some of the news this morning. Then he told them, nations will rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, famines, pestilence in various places, along with fearful sights and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you on account of my name. They will deliver you to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will bring you before kings and governors. Beirut is in trouble. Now, I only read that scripture because of all the pestilence and the chaos and the violence that was predicted. But Beirut is in trouble, dire trouble. That explosion yesterday it's going to be devastating. They're going to need other nations to come in to the rescue. America is in turmoil. Violence and fear seem to rule our lives. Freedom is only a word on our lips. We don't even know what it is. China, the enemy, is in trouble. The communist regime oppresses the people, and it cheats the world. We had an election here yesterday in Missouri, and I think there were several states around that had it. In America, will you ever stop being woke and smart up? We'll talk about that a little bit, maybe. Reclaim your time, America. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but is it in their hearts? There is so much going on today. It is overwhelming. Today, to help us bring some common sense and reality to our hour, we have Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Without Melody, we wouldn't still be here. And I appreciate all of you who support Melody and Melody for supporting me. Welcome back, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I have a question for you.
Yes?
Is it true that I heard that a homeless woman beat out a Democrat in Missouri?
Oh, I didn't hear that. I don't think it's true.
Up there in Ferguson, up there, I don't know if she's homeless
up there in Ferguson,
now, but
Missouri?
She was. Pardon?
Up there in Ferguson, Missouri?
Yeah, wherever it might be. But I don't know if that was, I just saw the headlines. It was just one of those things that were scrolling across the bottom of one of the programs I was watching this morning, and I thought, what?
I'm gonna
well, you had elections, so.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
We did have election, and it didn't go real good. We had something on the ballot that just shouldn't have passed, but it did. And we did a little figuring up on that today. Rudy did. And there's only like three or four counties.
The city. Seven counties.
Okay, I'm exaggerating.
It passed.
In all the rest of the state, it didn't pass.
It lost like 2-1 in the rest of the counties.
And 3-1 in ours.
Yeah.
Our county. It was a Medicare bill to increase Medicare, and it's going to be ugly. But people are greedy, Melody. They just want and want and want. And the cities, this is what democracy is. We weren't designed to be a democracy. Democracy is mob rule. And that's what we've set up. Something like that. I got on a rampage this morning talking to Rudy. I said, shouldn't even be on the ballot. We shouldn't even be considering letting the government get into that stuff. But here we are. Here we are. And it's caused us to be where we are today that makes you, that drives you in what you do there with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, trying to help people bring some sense to things. And it's just, I'm trying to figure out what we have here. Once homeless. She's not homeless anymore. Cori Bush ousted 20-year Representative Lacey Clay. Yay! Representative Lacey Clay is gone. That's good. I didn't care for him too much. Of course, I'm not in St. Louis. So, yeah, you were right. I didn't see that one. Maybe there is hope. Maybe America will reclaim their time.
Come on, homeless, get out there and run for an office. That's what it's going to take. Because they've been there.
Oh,
they know what it's like. And the thing of it is, it's, you know, I'm thinking, I don't know if I was getting my question to you today was, do you want good news or did you want to know what the reality of, you know, we can talk about, you know, maybe the good things that are happening and so forth. But I can't find any.
Oh.
I can't find any.
Well, you know what drove me to this pestilence.
Well, there is one good news.
Okay, we'll do that before we go to pestilence.
Is that my cue?
Yes, that was your cue. Excuse me.
All right. The good news is, don't you know I lost my screen?
Oh, no.
The good news is gold prices have risen. They're up $2,750 today. We're at $2,047, almost $2,048. They're up gold is up 35% since the beginning of the year. It's outpacing your NASDAQ. So all of those who have retirement accounts and pension plans, and you're all in there buying tech. You know, gold went up 35% this year.
Wow.
Silver is over 27.01. It's up 89 cents today.
Up 89 cents.
It's up 89 cents at $27.01. So an incredible move for silver. Platinum's up $43 at $968. Pressure on the dollar today is the main reason. It was down 56. It's coming back a little bit. but it broke through 93. It's at 92.70.
So even though we see this...
Pardon?
We're headed into this break real quick, so I want to get into the depths of that when we get back, if you don't mind. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and we will be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality product, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cedarstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. I want to go back to the good news before we go back to the bad news. And you were saying that the gold is up 35% since the first of the year. Is that correct?
And
the silver
correct.
Is up. The silver is up. I can't read my writing.
A whole bunch. 27. It's up almost 90 cents today at 27. It broke $27.
Okay. Well, I thought I had the percent written down. I guess I didn't. But the dollar is going down, isn't it?
That is correct. There's been pressure on the dollar. Right now we're seeing it broke through 93. We're at 92.70, down 0.56. But we still have a long way to go. I mean, this is certainly a trend that is beginning to build. And, I mean, I think as long as they keep it up above 90, I mean, they're safe, maybe. Yeah. But during the Great Recession, 2008, we saw the dollar fall to 72. So, you know, we still have a long ways to go just to match that back in, you know, during the Great Recession to 72. However, I think things are a little bit different this time. And I think we won't make it to 70. I think things will be totally different this time around because it is so much more severe this time than it was in 2008. So maybe a 90 will seem like a 72 on the index, on the USDX. So that is certainly a possibility. And, I mean, things are a far cry different, not just here in the States, but also globally. So, so yes, absolutely. Wow. So the good news is, folks, you know, we waited a long time. Fortunately, it is a double-edged sword. And as we see gold and silver prices rise, we see more of the decline of our country. So.
Well, and really this vote that we talked about is really a decline, too, because while I was hooping and hollering that he finally got beat, she is going to be as bad or much worse because she is going to be, she is going to be St. Louis's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Probably.
She has been a leader in some of these protests, and she kind of was resurrected during the Ferguson thing that happened before, and so she's not good news. I was kind of excited that he got beat, but it's going to be, if it can get any worse, it's going to get worse. And I wanted, the reason the scripture on the pestilence came to my mind and all those downers there is because this thing that happened in Beirut. This explosion. Did you watch any of those videos? Oh, my gosh.
Pretty powerful. No pun intended.
Oh, my goodness. No, I know it wasn't. But it says Lebanon. It wiped out 85% of their grain silos. And they get most of their grain from import. Most of that comes from Russia and Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
They only produce about 10% of their own grain.
Mm-hmm.
And it said Lebanon, which was already in the middle of a financial crisis, was struggling with a bread shortage and economic peril, had ignited mass protests in recent months. Some 80% of the country's wheat supply is imported, according to the U.S. agriculture. He goes on here that, and I can't pronounce their names, but this is one of the Lebanese ministers there. He's the trade minister, I guess. And he said, his name is Nehemi, that grain reserves now stand at a bit less than a month. So what kind of, I mean, other countries are going to have to step up, and other countries are hurting right now, too.
But you know, they really are. And
they're going to be in a world of hurt, and I said we're going to see starvation if something doesn't happen for Beirut, if other people aren't able to step in and help them with, you know, to avoid starvation, not to even mention rebuilding this mess that was taken down.
I mean, it really is
scary,
incredible.
I thought.
It really is incredible. And, of course, you know, they're deeming it as, you know, the... but I've seen Israel. They've already come out and said they didn't have anything to do with it. And, you know, I'm always a believer that I'll protest too much, you know. You know, they did offer to go in, but you have that's a center for the Hezbollah. And so, you know, it's things like, do accidents happen? Of course. But on the other hand, when you see all of those that are involved and what's going on economically and so forth, it does kind of make you wonder, you know, if, you know, what is the real motive behind it? And, or is this just a crisis that's going to be used? Politically for, you know, both Israel and Hezbollah and so forth. I mean, it goes so much deeper than, you know, what we'll ever, you know, be able to,
I don't really know. We don't know the truth about anything anymore.
We don't. But I mean, we can, you know, talk about the fractions that are involved and, you know, that we can come to our own possible conclusion of, you know, that it's a little bit beyond, and will they come in and help? But it is
They said they would, but, you know, I mean, Israel said they would. I know that we will try to help. But like I said, every nation is hurting right now. You know, it's just, it's unreal what's going on. And I never thought, you know, never thought that I would live to see days such as this. And I think we're just barely on the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, right now, is how bad it's going to get. You know, if things keep going the way they are in the United States, you know, we won't even be able to pretend or put it on our lips that we are a free people, because we no longer are. That doctor from Africa was saying you can buy this hydroxychloroquine off the shelf in Africa because it's safe. But here in the United States, you're not as free as they are in Africa. And if that doesn't wake people up, I mean, I'm not saying we need to put every prescription medicine on the shelf, but it's the political bias that's going on at the expense of the American people. And anyway, that was...
But the sad thing is, Beth, how is that going to change?
I don't see that it is.
No, it won't change.
Unless the American people actually make it change. And that, again, is a picture I don't necessarily want to see how we get there. But,
well, the thing of it is, and there's so much, but a lot of that around the world is out of our control to some degree.
It is. It is.
And so, but it is signs of the deterioration of these countries, you know, globally. And the ultimate goal is to destroy all these nations. And you know, there was always, we always thought, well, there'll never be peace in the Middle East. No, there won't be.
No.
And, you know, it's...
But that doesn't mean we need to agitate it.
No. And this is sad. This is devastating. It's shocking what happened. And we don't really know who's behind it or what happened. I saw some people were arrested, you know, the port authorities and so forth, maybe for letting that, you know, store, you know, 6 years of storage of that product and so forth. But who did set the fire is my question. There was a fire started, so it started by a fire, and they don't know who started the fire. And so, you know, it's, but.
I would have hated to be the one to light that match.
I know.
I can't run that fast.
I hope he had a slow burning candle.
Oh my goodness.
But
you know, go ahead.
No, I was just going to bring it back to the United States because we talk about food. And we know what our unemployment is. And you know, they no longer are getting the $600 a week. And you have the cost of groceries. They've been rising at the fastest pace in decades. And your basic staples, I mean, just like hamburger and eggs. I mean, someone told me the other day they paid $16 a pound for beef. And what I've been saying time and time again since we've been shut down are the supply chains. And they have been upended, just not only in the food, but in so many other items that allows this country to function.
Well, the shutdowns, have hurt the mom and pops
Well, we have factory closures,
yeah.
You know, where people can't work. We have, you know, as soon as someone tests positive, they shut down.
Yeah, and I think that's crazy. But I hear music again. I do want to talk about that, and I want to let my listeners know I will have a show tomorrow about some of the agriculture things that are going on with the cattle. That the big corporations, the packers and stockyards, they have increased by 229% their profits. How's that happening? And but it's just craziness, and I want to. The clock is ticking. I better let us get out in this break. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The number to call here is 877-895-5410. DGScoins.com. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. Since we have in charge of listening to CSC Talk Radio, this is Beth Ann. My point was with the agriculture as well as with the high tech and the big tech companies and the big corporations. They were shutting down mom and pop shops, but they were letting these big corporations, and Walmart didn't have to close their doors and that kind of thing. And this is a report coming out of the USDA, and I'm only sharing this because it's the packers and stockyards that are getting the they're the ones that are reaping the profits, not the individual farmers and cattlemen. It says the new USDA report found that after the Holcomb fire, the spread between boxed beef values and fed cattle prices, essentially the packers' gross profit margin, increased 143% to a then-record $67.17 per hundredweight. During the COVID-19 disruption, the spread grew to an absurd $279 per hundredweight, more than four times the prior all-time record. And, you know, they had that disgusting hearing where they attacked Attorney General Barr. And then the next day they had one where they had the high-tech people in there, and they treated them like they were royalty and with kit gloves, and yet they disrespected Attorney General Barr. I don't care if you like him or disagree with him or whatever the case may be. It was a disgusting display. You know, Melody, really what's happening here in America, it's right before our very eyes if we would just look. Pat Buchanan, I know you just love him. He wrote an article about the filibuster. You know, most of us say, oh, big deal, filibuster this, filibuster that, or no filibuster. But this is what President Barack Obama said. And, you know, this is when he was eulogizing a fellow congressman that passed away. After abolishing the filibuster, says Obama, because he's encouraging them to do this, and we know they're talking about it, Democrats should ram through statehood for Puerto Rico and D.C., thereby expanding the Senate to 104 members and adding four new Democrat senators. The new Senate, says Obama, should enact every law possible to enlarge and expand the electorate, including extending the ballot to ex-convicts. There's a takeover of this nation, and it's been going on for a long time, but they're very blatant about it right now. And all this chaos, all these fires, all this looting, all this rioting has nothing to do with the violence that took place in Minneapolis. That just helped them along. And now we see the other side of that video where the gentleman was not being cooperative. He still didn't deserve what he got. But it's proof that it wasn't racist. However, we're in a mess in this nation, and it's gone on for over a century, and it's just starting to really fester and come to a head. And we need people like you, Melody, that have some common sense and reality to the table and help us to figure out how we as individuals can make it through this, even if we go complete communist. How are we going to survive? How are we going to survive?
Well,
that was really a gloomy thought, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't have the answers to all of your questions. All that I can do is to help people get an understanding of where we are. I mean, and I think most people might have a, you know, general idea and so forth. And, I mean, I can't fix whether you believe in the virus or not and so forth. It was a crisis that they, you know, they created a crisis and they're taking advantage of it. But here is the problem with that, and we all know where they're pushing it and where we're headed. So the only thing that we can do is understand that and really prepare. Yeah. Because it's coming. And, you know, hey, we can get President Trump in this election. What's going to happen in 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, this is going to happen. We will be faced with this decision. We know a vaccine is coming, and I don't care who's the president. They are going to force it, make it mandatory for this vaccine. And I know many of us are not going to take it. I get that. But we have to be prepared to say no. And it's just not saying no, but what happens when your babies are sick?
Right.
Or your wife or your husband. And they want to go to the hospital. And the hospital says, no, you need the vaccine before we'll treat you. You're not coming in. And what about the grocery stores? You can't buy food. And it might not be this particular vaccine. It might be the next one.
Right.
But that's where this is headed. So you do need to prepare mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, preparing for all the things that we've all talked about for, you know, hundreds of years. Well, maybe not hundreds, but seems like
I'm
hundreds.
I'm not that old.
But it seems like hundreds of years, but, you know, and that's just all we can do. How do we, you know, and if we're needed in the future to be there, if we're prepared and we're needed, then we can do something. That's how I see it. And one way, yes, and I'm in the part of being prepared, of preparing you financially. And that's what we do. And that's what you should be doing.
That's
because if you're not financially prepared, you can't do anything else.
Well, you know, if you're in debt, you're a slave. It's just that simple. And most Americans are in debt.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a couple of callers. I missed their call-ins. I'm going to go to them real quick, and we'll back up and talk about the groceries and the food just a little bit. So we have Neil from Missouri. Real quick, Neil. Thank you.
Right. Our church distributes these government-subsidized boxes of produce that are coming in. And there's millions of cases of stuff being distributed nationwide. What we've found is that all these fruits and vegetables that are coming in are extremely green. I mean, we've got plums and apricots that you bite into, trying to bite into a golf ball. And what's happened is because the feds are subsidizing these farmers to give this produce so they can put it out to these food pantries and give it away nationwide, I think you're going to see a huge shortage of fruit and vegetables this fall. Because they're picking all this stuff extremely green and shipping it out before it's ripe and ready to go. And so when it should be ripe in 2 or 3 weeks, it isn't going to be there. It's already been picked and gone. So you may see not just a huge increase in fruit and vegetable prices. You may see that their shelves are empty. It's just not going to be there.
Well, we still have some empty shelves. Not
we do.
It's just, by itself,
it,
but go it ahead.
Just, I mean, I don't go to very many stores. But when I go and see how some of these shelves are not being replenished, I went to Hallmark to buy a card for my aunt. They're not replenishing cards.
Wow.
I mean, half of them were gone.
Hallmark's cards are made in China, too.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not a fan of Hallmark, trust me. But.
Well, I was once upon a time, but. I've noticed that a lot of things aren't being replenished, and I'm certain it's not all because they were made in China. But I know that it's, you know, all of this has to have hurt the imports a bit. And so we're not seeing things replenished. Neil, thank you. I'm going to go real quick. Oh, I hear music. Tim, if you hang on, we'll get to you. Just hang on. But be real quick and short when we come back from this break. The crust of this is, my friends, we've got to be prepared. You need to prepare yourself spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, in every aspect. Get a grip and get prepared, because you never know when bad times are going to hit. And right now we're in some pretty shaky times, and Melody's here to help us figure that out. She can't do it for you, but she can tell you what's available. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started Balance of Nature, I was hesitant, but 2 months into the product, I began to see the difference. And I have to really admit, I was totally surprised. I went from swelling feet to no swelling feet. The 1st of May was the first time this year I jogged in 3 years. And not just jogged 3 laps, I did 17 laps. So I'm feeling alive and not sluggish and tired. I would really like to say, you have to try it so you can see the results for yourself. Yeah. Even my girlfriend downstairs, I said, you need to try it. She says, I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, why are you still tired and I'm still beating you up the block? It's okay. Because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, she's taller than me and I move faster than her now. That's because the energy I'm getting from Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each week day morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BEST20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. And we have returned. We're real quickly going to go back to the phones. We have Tim from Iowa. Tim, how are you doing today?
Oh, great. Hi, Beth and Melody.
Hi, Tim.
Yeah, I went to the grocery store on Monday and here in Iowa, and Neil's right. The produce section's well stocked, but nothing's right. and fresh meat counter and deli. Fresh meat counter was well stocked. Deli was fine. There's plenty of milk and eggs. Anything else that was prepackaged barely had half a shelf of stuff. And I'm talking the entire store. And there's two factors that I observed with this. Either one, their excess stock they sold to somebody else, because we're talking about there is food shortages in other countries. Or two, every time your item is scanned at the checkout, that goes into the computer and they send you back what you need based on your rate of what you're selling. So I'm going to guess more than likely that's a reflection more of how much things have slowed down at that grocery store, and that those items all get scanned out there and they're only sending back, they're only replacing what's actually going out the door.
Well, I've noticed the canned goods are low. I prefer, I know a lot of people prefer the French cut beans or the cut beans. I prefer the whole bean. I can't find a can of whole beans at Hy-Vee in Jeff City. And I haven't been able to find them here at the local. Not whole. They're all cut up. And I said, these aren't cut up. These are diced. They're just little tiny pieces of green bean when I went ahead and bought the can of it. So I've noticed that the canned goods are down. There's not as many. The shelves are not full. Some of the shelves here, they've kind of moved them around so they don't have an empty shelf. But I've noticed that they're not being replaced. And it's not happening. And Melody was correct about having they shut some of the processing plants down, at least for a time. And there again, you know, many people, not everybody can, put out a garden and can your own. And then you don't have to worry about what's at the store. You just have to worry about who's trying to knock down your door. Tim, thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Bye-bye.
We're on the last leg of the show here, Melody, and I want to turn it over to you. We've talked about everything around the clock here today, but let's hone in on trying to get people to be aware financially of what they can do, whether it's on a little scale or a larger scale. I mean, wherever you are in your life right now, you can do something. So let's talk to her.
I mean, you
that.
Really can, and product is bare. You know, it's really hard to find small fractional pieces, silver, and, you know, people need to give up the idea, I only want this, and being picky about what they buy. And, yes, prices are rising, and they are getting expensive, but what is your choice? What is your option? Mm-hmm. Holding on to those fiat dollars? I mean, what good is that going to get? What good is that going to do you? Not a whole lot. So, yeah, get it protected, and it's a great little savings account, whether you buy something small or you convert your larger retirement accounts and pension plans. Get out of paper. Get out of the dollar. We can see the dollar go back. We can see premiums drop for gold and silver. But the thing of it is, we still have the same problems. They're not going to reverse in price based on things getting better in this country, based on a better monetary system, based on, you know, we're not in $30 trillion plus in debt. You know, it's very simple. We got debt too great to be paid, and they will default on it.
Surely people are seeing that, and it does matter.
It does matter.
You
know, it matters because
talk
people,
to Congress, they say, no, this debt doesn't matter, but it does matter.
It does matter. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, we're really going to start believing what they say?
I never really did anyway. It's really astonishing that I'm here behind a microphone talking politics, because I had some friends and relatives that got into politics, years and years and years ago, and I just looked at them and I said, I don't like politics. Here I am talking it, but only because it's attacking my people. You know, politics is not our friend. You know, somebody said, well, it's just policies. I said, no, it's not our friend. You know, the Constitution is our friend. And you don't hear them talk about that unless it's to their
advantage.
Yeah, so, you know, otherwise we wouldn't be in debt. If they were following the Constitution, we wouldn't have this debt.
No. Not to the degree that we're going to have to default on it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, and that's why we're seeing them just throw everything. I mean, the Federal Reserve, you know, they were supposed to be so transparent, and these programs that they've created, you know, for the bailouts of all these various markets and so forth. Well, there's three biggies that you can't find any information on. So how transparent is that? No information on where the money's going, what banks it's going to, what Wall Street, you know, conglomerates is the money going to. You have almost $1 billion going to Kodak, and their stock is up over 2,000% in a week. That's not any inside trading going on there.
You bet.
I mean, geez. Well, that... I mean, and it doesn't matter who. I'm sorry. The corruption is there. It can't be changed.
Everywhere.
They're kicking the can. I mean, I don't know what they're kicking. It's not a can anymore. It's a it's a pretty big can.
They're kicking the people. They're kicking the people down the road.
They are.
We're the last thing on their minds.
Absolutely.
There may be a handful, but what are they going to do, you know?
Without the only one that's going to protect you, it's not going to be them. It has to be you.
Absolutely. I want to give you a number. We didn't give that, but I don't even think I got it once. 1-800-375-4188. That's the number to call Melody in her office. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Sign up for her newsletter at dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. And listen to her financial survivor. She has that on every day at 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Uh-oh, they're laughing at me. Did I say it wrong again?
Financial survival.
Oh, it's that part I get wrong. You would have permission to slap me if you could do it through the microphone. I don't know why I can't get that right. I guess it's that crazy show, which I don't watch. But it's a great show. It's 1 hour. It's packed full of information, and she does a great job with that and has been doing that for a long time. Go to dgscoins.com, and you can listen to it live, or you can listen to it later. It's a podcast there. Am I correct on that?
You are correct.
I thought I was. 1-800-375-4188. Preparing and taking care of your own home, your own community, your own family is first and foremost to survival. And financial survival. I said survival the first time. Rudy's just shaking his head at me. Anyway.
We all know what you mean.
Yeah. I've got some signs I'm going to put up here in the office, and that's one of them. So I get it right.
All right.
Thank you, Melody. Appreciate all that you do. 1-800-375-4188. Be prepared. And folks, it's up to us to bring America home.
Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Look at this, will you? DailyKen.com reports news even conservatives won't touch. DailyKen.com has insightful commentary. DailyKen.com even has a touch of humour. DailyKen.com doesn't try to be politically correct. DailyKen.com works hard to find stories ignored by the mainstream media. News the other guys won't touch. Insightful commentary, a tad of humour, not politically correct, stories ignored by the mainstream media. DailyKen.com.